Do you have any distinction like that? A tin, for example, a large open tin vessel to carry water, would you refer to that as bucket too?
I think the old term is bucket.
Now, suppose you're referring to the thing you put garbage in. What do you refer to that?
Can or a container.
And did you ever precede it with the word garbage? Garbage what? Garbage can?
Sometimes, yes.
Now, a flat or round bottom pan, it's either made out of iron or sheet metal, and it might have little legs on it. You fry something in it, you refer to that as a what?
Skillet? Or spider?
You spider. Do you really? I'm happy to catch this one.
But that usually had no legs or anything on it. It laid flat or sat flat on the stove. Uh-huh.
You still have one of these?
Somewhere I do.
Now, a heavy iron vessel with a large opening that you might heat water up in it, or might make soup in it, or stew, or something.
Kettle?
Right. I don't know my cooking very well, so I may get these all mixed. Now, you eat soup with a
spoon?
And you put flowers in
a vase, or vase.
Do you use them both, you think?
Well, vases, I guess.
The other sort
Illinois
of...
Illinois way of pronouncing it.
The other sort of a jocular term.
What is it they call it today?
Balls. It's a vase for me, too. Now, after we have a meal, and we've got a lot of dirty, what?
Dishes.
And so, what do we do to them?
Stack them or wash them?
Let's wash. Now, after you get the soap on them, you got to get the soap off. What do you do?
Rinse.
And then you, to get them dry, you dry them with a... What?
Usually a towel.
Do you have any different term for the thing you wash them with? The piece of cloth that you wash them with?
Dish rag or dish cloth? Dish rag is the old name.
We still use it. Now, you wash your face and you want to dry it. You dry it with a what?
Towel.
You have a larger one than you'd usually use for your face. You would refer to that as a... we have several different terms. The smaller ones are one kind, just plain towel, I guess. And the larger ones, sometimes we have a different word for.
Bath towel?
Now, I have a problem when I put the antifreeze in my car every winter. I've got a small opening in the radiator, and I've got a big can, so I use a thing, put it in there.
Funnel?
Right. You can remember... perhaps driving horses, and you wanted them to go faster, so you took your...
whip?
Right. Now, I want to carry my groceries home from the store, and so I have the man put them in a can't carry them loose. You have to carry
box?
Them.
A bag?
If you have one of these things made out of cloth, how would you refer to it? A feed might come in it, or a flour, a great big 100-pound. If it's any difference, if it's made out of burlap, would you refer to that as a burlap?
They're obsolete today, I think.
Oh, we still have potatoes in them. Oh. At least a couple of years ago, when I worked in a warehouse, we unloaded potatoes in boxcars and burlap. Burlap bag or sack?
Bag or sack. Mm-hmm.